is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Kana's in the building.
Yeah. All right, all ready. The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on all right.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ. To you by Burger King, Fine National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical Gyros.
Feeling that you was being had, they make you mad, they treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back, they be lying through their teeth, hope you slip up off your path, I don't switch up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on their desk, unaffected by their threats, then get busy on their ass. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold. Don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me.
You've got it locked and loaded to the front of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Friday edition. And, of course, you know we got lots to talk about today. And if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family island is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. It's Friday, MJ.
It is.
Boy, we got lots to talk about.
Yep, we do have a lot of things to talk
coming
about.
Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we can go over because we got a parlay to parlay in the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up after the break, we have our special guest, the F&M candidate for Central Grand Bahama, Fraysette Gibson. She's going to be on Talking Heads with us coming up on the flips. But we got to talk.
So many things to cover.
I don't know where you can start, but I've given you all an hour to call Mikhail Barnaby. Get him close to a radio. Let him know I got a message for him. All right? How dare you blow off reporters? After you've blown $141 million, you come out here with this mule-eating briars, crap-eating grin on your face, but it's a great day. You are a coward, sir. You've been a failure as an MP. You should have never been in there in the first place. And the best thing for this country is to see the back of you head off into the existence for you to go mire whatever you've acquired over the last 4.5 years. You are an absolute waste, and you are a coward. And it is men like you that has this country the way it is. You lack backbone, and you lack bollocks. $141 million and you don't know where it went? Or were you electioneering?
I'm sure he knows where it went.
No, was he electioneering? He was quick to criticize the previous administration of electioneering. What is this electioneering? Because the parks are in piss poor state. You've been an absolute failure as director of beaches and parks. But I don't want to say it now. Go call Barnaby. Tell him come 5 o'clock. Tell him to call in too. And tell him it's Uncle Cameo Stewart can't save him no more. With his lousy, whatless self.
Yeah, $141 million.
And I was meaning Barnaby, lousy, whatless self, not Cameo. That's my good brethren.
You got to answer for that.
And sorry to shame you, Cameo, that your nephew is such a lousy MP.
You have to answer for $141 million. I mean, that is not a drop in the bucket.
And you know what it was? It was that Nino Brown look. Like, yeah, I can grin while I sit here on this. Yeah, I blew $141 million. I ain't gonna tell you all nothing. And if he could find some light-skinned dude sitting in the courtroom, you'd try to blame him.
Taxpayer money. 141 million.
Gone. And you don't want people to be upset about that, and you don't want to be held accountable for that?
Chairman of the authority. And campaigning like it's all good, it's great, it's fine, there's no problem.
That's where all them lavish campaign parties came from, where all them lavish constituency parties came from.
At this point, for the sake of the Bahamian people, like, we gotta, I know we all look at politics maybe differently through different lens, but on some things we have to be united, right? Like when it comes to our money and the way that our money is spent. In other ministries where you have seen some overrun, you've seen some progress. You've seen like, okay, this thing may have been gotten done. They put it in that. Okay, but we may not have done it that way, but they're saying, okay, this is what they hope to get out of it. But for beaches and parks where we've gotten no audit, no explanation, over budget every year, $141 million, and we look at the state of the beaches and parks.
And I don't care what political party you're in. Whatever, if this was a red shirt, if this was a black shirt, if this was an independent shirt,
and you blow $141
million, eyes could be on you too.
We gotta be united. Having these
it's ridiculous
these leaders be made to answer for these
and the
types
lack
of
transparency and accountability.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The cowardice shown by Mr. Barnaby came before when he saw the cameras and the reporters. He had already talked
it
up.
Talking about nothing.
He already talked it up with his goon squad.
Because
that didn't look like a campaign team.
Gotta answer for that, man.
You already had it predetermined in your mind. Just what I can say, and we can keep it moving.
It was a Tribune reporter, I believe. I'm going to blow this reporter off and keep it moving.
And I don't think you should wear the blue or the PLP, Mr. Barnaby. You should wear the yellow.
PLP,
that's what you are.
All the way.
Yellow.
All right. So we have a very special guest. And yeah, we had a lot to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour because that was the only drama. Yes, it was ratification day. Nomination day
yesterday.
More drama
there.
And some of the videos I saw online, people had fun. A little skirmish here and there, a little drama down there in our constituency, Fort Charlotte. But for the most part, people had fun. And that's what I wanted to see. Because for some people, this is their very first time. For some people, this is their very last time nominating. So, you know, you want them to have an experience. All right. But we do have a guest in this hour, and we're going to get to her, Frazette Gibson. She's the ratified candidate, nominated candidate now for the Free National Movement in Central Grand Bahama. We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side, we'll get into our interview with our special guest. Keep it locked in. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they will see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on all night.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Burrito bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC get cheeky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
Monday, April 20th. Join us as we ride the wave with Brave. This Monday at 7:30 p.m., the Progressive Liberal Boss Beach Soccer Stadium, next to PI Bridge. Hear from our leader, Brave Davis, Deputy Leader Chester Cooper, and the full team. Be there on Monday and choose progress.
The PLP is ready. God bless the PLP and God bless the government of Bahamas.
Monday, April 20th.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Kana's in the building.
Yeah. It's alright, already. The show goes on all night till the morning. We dream so long. Anybody ever wonder when they would see the sun up? Just remember when you come up. The show goes on.
Treat you like a slave, put chains all on your soul and put whips up on your back. We're back at you on the Friday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. along with MJ doing the thing for you on a Friday.
It's a beautiful day.
All right, listen, quick update for you. Due to technical difficulties, we're going to have to reschedule our special guest until next week early. I don't want to, you know, elaborate on the technical difficulties, but something has reared its ugly head again.
Yes, so we're going to have to reschedule our guests.
Reschedule until early next week, but they will be on. They will make their appearance on Talking Heads, and we will get caught up with Ms. Fraser Gibson, the ratified candidate for the F&M for Central Grand Bahama.
Really, really, I'm excited to hear about the plans for Grand Bahama. So it'll be great to you know, speak with her.
And shout out
all the candidates out of Grand Bahama.
Shout out to everybody who got us locked and loaded worldwide. Big up to the crew in Manitoba.
Oh, wow.
In Winnipeg, the Winnipeg crew.
There you go.
And, you know, can't forget North Carolina.
Cannot forget North Carolina. I love North Carolina.
And Florida throughout, especially St. Pete.
Yeah.
The late, great St. Pete. One time, appreciate you all.
Peeps in Tampa. All about. We have talking heads all over this world. It seems so good stuff there.
Yeah, man. But so what we'll do is open up the lines. And what we're going to talk about in the 5 o'clock, we'll talk about from now on and over into the 5 o'clock. And we got lots to say. So should we pick it up with where we left off, or are we going to run it down? Because I don't mind. I ain't ready to go. Yeah, it's like batting practice today.
Right. So let's talk about the nominations yesterday. Let's start with that. Some of them look like pretty exciting. I saw some people had a lot of fun. And, you know, I'm happy for all of the candidates. Everybody who put their themselves forward, and more importantly, their $400 for the treasury. Good stuff.
And boy, look, your NASA got a lot. They can do it all in buses and thing after election.
They need to put them to work. Take them kids to school in them buses. I don't know.
All right. Manitoba, Winnipeg, I holding it to you. Me and MJ will be there. I won't come to fish up there for sure, but I want ice fish too.
At the end of
it,
yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty and MJ. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's good? Good afternoon.
It's great to be the first caller into the show.
There you go.
Naughty. Firstly, let me say congratulations to all of the persons who have put, all of the candidates that has put their names forward to run in this upcoming general election. It's a yeoman's job. Mm. It's a thankless job. Mm. You know, we know that there'll be a lot of booing and heckling and bad talking and trash talking and stuff. But, you know, to take a move like this, you really have to be, let me not use that word, B-R-A-V-E. But, you know, you have to be quite courageous.
How about B-O-L-D?
Oh, well, bold. Yeah, I could use that word. You know, to do this. You know, many of these proponents out here and opponents out here who like to trash talk these candidates, you know, I tip my hat off for them for taking the stance that they're doing. Now, let me move very quickly so I get off the line. You talk about Mikhail Bonnaby. I saw that video online. Totally disgusting. You know, anytime you find a politician would run away from reporters, it tells you what their character is. They have something to hide. You spent over how much millions of dollars?
141.
That you can't give an account of. Man, look here. Naughty, I keep saying, if you were in the United States, you would have been before the Senate, before the Senate committee, to explain yourself. You wouldn't be walking today. And, you know, politics in this country, you know, at least have to answer to the Bahamian people. It is our money. You're spending our money.
Yeah.
And for you to act as if it's your money, you don't owe no one an explanation for where the money went. We see no proof or evidence where the money has been spent. Man, you should be more than happy to come forward and tell the people what happened to the money.
Yeah.
So you left it now to speculation, because this is what governments do not understand. When you do not give the information freely, you know, outside of having to depend on the freedom of information, which we do not have.
Right.
If you had nothing to hide, you should just come out and give the people the information. But yet you want people to speculate. You want people to look at you with jaundiced eyes. And then when they talk, then you have a problem. Yeah. Buddy, all I can say in closing is I can't wait for this election to finish so we can really get down the brass tacks and find out where these monies went, who had it, who handled it, where did it go? Did you misappropriate it? And that's all I can say. Thanks for taking my call.
Have a great weekend,
all right, Jeff. Good stuff. Talking Heads.
Hey, Greaser, you should know the end. How are you doing?
Good afternoon.
What's going on? Boy, somebody beat you in today, boy. You ain't the first one today.
Boy, you serious thing. If you ain't first, you lost.
Well, you second to last now because somebody behind you, so you good.
Well, one thing I just want to chime in about the election, right? No, one thing I love about the election that people fail to bring up, the fact that that's one of the only times family members have actually gathered together. Think about it.
Some people, yeah.
Family members, you actually have time to spend time with each other, that you get the newspaper, you mark down the votes. That's the only time people really congregate that on Christmas.
Yeah, it is, especially if y'all are on the same page politically.
Right.
Nah, if y'all are different.
Boy, that could be a nightmare if y'all are on the same
page.
Could
be a nightmare.
Kick or, or you could get divorced either or. Yeah, but you want to take it easy, though.
You too, bro. Be safe. Good stuff.
Have a great weekend.
Talking Heads.
Hey, how y'all doing today, man?
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on? Johnny Two Times, what's up?
All right, brother. Listen, beyond this discussion about this CM Park situation, remember that this was a talking point last election, too?
Mm.
That this particular department seemed to be some kind of fun, you know.
No, I don't
know,
think
you
want
so. To say slash fun.
I know you want trouble, you know, Mr. Card, right?
No,
but guess what?
I'm saying to you,
in general, you feel like this.
Something
going on at beaches and parks.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and mm-hmm. they were saying that what's happening out of this department seems as though a lot of contracts are easily flowed, you know, out of this department, and thereby it is somewhat of. Yes, it is a slush fund, mm. and it seems as though everybody gives somebody a little play on this property or this park or this beach or this building or something of that nature. Because God knows it. I mean, we didn't have this is second round of these discussions.
I'm sad because this is supposed to be a new day.
Yeah, man, and I'm telling you, you know, I. Brother,
no, let me ask
where you could come up with $140-something million.
Let me ask you this question,
can't see it.
Johnny Two Times. If you hired me to be in charge of your corporation, and I show up and I tell you, Chief, we're $141 million over budget, what are you going to do to me?
Listen, you're fired.
Thank you very much.
I mean, if I'm using real world terminology. Either you fire or something, that's going to happen.
Right now, yes, I agree with you. There's been a class department for years and administrations.
Yeah, man.
But in all fairness...
They need some serious overview, and I don't care who comes on.
One second, though. Like, if we keep it at 100, in all fairness, mm-hmm. the previous director has nothing to answer to. That came out in the House of Assembly. There's nothing there. I'll have the auditors. Mm-hmm. That means at least some sort of investigation or some sort of work was done. This case is $141 million. I don't know where it went. I'm not telling you where it went. I'm not speaking to the reporters. All buck up, go. And this is the same MP that was declaring other people were electioneering last go round. Is this not, did this $141 million don't look like grand electioneering to you, Johnny Two Times?
Hey, listen, it's some serious stuff.
Let
me just tell you a little one thing. If things happen whereas the government changes hands, the only thing I don't want, to get caught up with, and I thought was a bad move, and it distracted from the purpose. I wouldn't say it distracted so much, but it distracted from the purpose of when they first got in. with the administration who got in the first time and all of the court issues and all that, and it just backfired. I think, yeah, overview things, look at it.
Yeah, an audit.
Come to your conclusion, but don't get caught up in all it because it backfired.
I agree. A clean audit, a report to the Bahamian people, and let's take it from there. Let's don't jump to
conclusions. I agree with you there.
Definitely. All right, man.
All right, have a good weekend, man.
Great weekend. Let's go back to the phone lines, Talking Heads.
But you all Texas ain't playing today.
All callers. Hello, caller.
Talking Heads.
Hi, guys. It's Nico.
Hey, Nico. What's going on?
Man, my blood pressure is like through the roof.
Oh, boy.
About this $141 million.
Oh, boy.
This is not even... I'm just going to say this so the Bahamian people understand. When you hear $141 million, you hear a lot of money. They're over an eighth of one eighth of $1 billion on this particular department. Now the thing is, the people who drive around Nassau, they're complaining that Zuma and that sort of thing only have one or two wardens. That's the a minute salary. They're understaffed.
Yeah.
Look around Nassau, how dirty the beaches are. They've got big tires on it. Go Saunders Beach and all
that. Oh, we talk about that all the time.
He's not doing anything. And then to be smug, not answering the question, and the previous caller, my good friend, was right. This is our money. And this is what this government is doing. They are being disrespectful. Apparently we work for them, or we're their servants. Got news for y'all. Y'all work for us. But one-eighth of $1 billion in this department?
You got to answer for that. You have to answer.
More than that. And through all of this, I remember Mr. Folks was on, and I asked the question whether or not there's going to be investigations. And he said yes. But the perception, whether or not anything untoward is happening, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
It's the perception. If you're not saying anything, people are going to think the worst.
Yep.
And it's going on and on and on. And it's been that way through this entire administration. FTX, they didn't say anything. Then this Integra group came in. And it's scandal after scandal, and we are not told anything. And then they do groundbreaking today for this new hospital.
Groundbreaking and pump faking. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I mean, tell me, you're breaking ground on something now?
Yeah, it's...
They ain't long now. That's all I know.
Yeah.
That looked like a big breakfast party to
Thank
me.
Thank you so much,
Good
Nico.
Stuff, Nico.
You
have
a great
weekend.
Let's go to the phone lines, Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
LMG.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. There's a park inside Golden Gate, right? And... it has a closed sign on it after videos were circling once ago where the Chinese were painting it.
Oh, okay.
Now they have a big sign saying the park is closed for renovation.
Wait, that's Sunshine Park,
that
correct?
That same park has correct. Not been finished, so no one ever finished it? They just stopped?
Well, it's now up. Now they have the sign saying it's closed.
What in the
world? Nobody
oh, my word.
Could go on it. But watch this now. There's more. The said minister for that area is getting ready to have a rally on that closed park with the sign erected as closed.
Oh, wait, how does that work?
Yeah, man.
So it hasn't been open for the community to use.
Sunshine Park is in Golden Gates, correct?
Yeah.
In the constituency of Golden Gates.
So it hasn't been open for the community.
Rubber roll, then.
But now it's good and going to be open for a rally? Like, I'm not following
because,
that.
What she is doing, because this is what the PLP does, they put things in place to make to ensure that nobody else uses what they want to use. And because they have the power, they erect a sign to say that the park is closed for the public.
Mm.
But in the same token, you see where they are making preparations
for a rally.
A rally on the same said park where it's closed for the public. That's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But let me go to the next one. There's another park inside Seabreeze, right? In the Seabreeze constituency, right? Where they are now just doing the renovation on that. But we could see on the radio and on the newspaper and everywhere that $141 million was spent. But these are the conditions of some of the parks. I mean, these are only the ones I'm familiar with. I imagine if I ride around the Grand Nassau and do an investigation on the parks, the result might be the same. Guys, have a nice day.
Good stuff, man. Appreciate you. And listen, let me just interject this before we go any further. Props to my good brethren. Uncle Sarah did a great job holding it down yesterday for us. I enjoyed listening. And then you made a cameo. I enjoyed it. You made a cameo.
Oh, like, about the eligibility.
You didn't driving. I was like, but it's Thursday.
About the eligibility. Yeah, because I know that people are interested, but I didn't want us to go too far, on that.
I just want to say something. Taking nothing away from Uncle. Uncle is a great deputy. But I noticed something. Some of y'all won't call in and get critical or call us to Talking Heads. And I don't think anybody should get critical because Talking Heads is a platform for everyone. So just moving forward, I'm not trying to hear your criticisms of C. Allen because C. Allen's contributions are valid. I'm not trying to hear your criticisms of Sparky. Don't mind how me and Sparky go. Sparky just contribute. I'm not trying to hear people criticize Pauper because Pauper been on these shows for years. Two of the original talk show callers was Pauper and Bannister, Lord bless the dead.
Yeah.
And if it's one thing I stand for, is freedom of speech. I may not agree with what you say, but I will stand and fight with you for the right to say what you need to say. And if people are going to have the courage and the acumen to call in the show and offer good ideas to benefit the country and are fearless enough to speak where right is and call wrong where wrong is, I don't have a problem with that. But don't get critical of people's contributions, especially when your contributions are few and far between.
I'm okay, and I agree with you.
So I'm just letting you all know that.
Unless we're all talking heads. That's, you know, respect everyone's opinion. So we breaking down this. So 141 million. That's $77,000. I mean,
and
what?
Where did it go?
$2.35 million.
$77 million now.
A month.
$77 million a month.
$77,000 a day, every day, nonstop. No weekends
off. That adds up to the $144.
$77,000 a day.
Adds up to the $141
million. And our parks look the way they look, and our beaches look the way they look.
Pay.
And we're talking over 1,800 days, right? Like, this is crazy.
There's no
answer to that.
There's no reason that for $77,000 on the spendage that there is to the $141 million, the $77,000 free park shouldn't be maintained.
We just need to be a little bit, we need to be better stewards with the resources that we have.
But the audacity of Barnaby just to look and say,
that flipping, I focus in on positivity. As a matter of fact, I think we have, in case you guys didn't hear his response, there was a Tribune reporter at his nomination yesterday that wanted to hear, you know, get a response. We was trying to ask the question about this $141 million. He kind of like cut her off before she was even able to get the question out.
He saw her in the distance and he started his routine. He went into full flight or flight defense mode.
He went into performance. So let's listen to the former MP, because there are no MPs right now, for Mariah, but also the chairman of Beaches and Parks.
And before we go to the clip, Mr. Barnaby, you got to work on them tight jeans.
Oh,
them
Lord.
Jeans way too tight. You shouldn't be having camel toe. Let's go to the clip.
Let's listen to him respond.
Hi, Mr. Barnaby.
It is such a wonderful day being here today, nominating. We're focusing on positivity. We're going for two straight. This is a one-on-one exercise on how you do politics. With all the people around me, we're excited. And we're going to go back to back. Thank you. No further questions.
PLB! And the laugh with no further questions.
No, right. I mean,
no, that was actually politics
crazy.
101, how to duck answering a tough question.
Because you didn't even let her get the question out.
Because you're too much of a coward
out.
To answer the question, and you've blown your portfolio for four and a half years. That's what that is.
These numbers have real world consequences, right? Like the $74 million that was spent on the travel budget, which is also mind boggling over the past few years. If we got a return on our investments, we could say, okay, that went out, but look, this concrete, tangible came back
and
in.
And you know what's so ironic? We kind of broke that Bermuda Gate story. And I'll be honest with you, from Bermuda Gate, it's gotten worse. You think they would have started, okay, they on us early. Let's watch how we spend. Let's watch how we travel.
No, it got worse.
They just ran it through the roof.
But when
$74 million?
When I hear $74 million, I think, okay, travel, a lot of travel around the world. On the other hand, we could get 300 homes. We could get 40 ambulances.
Without stick shifts at actual work.
Six fire engines and we can feed 3 to 10 million meals to Bahamians that are hungry. And I'm not talking choose between those. For
we
the
74
million, we could have gotten all of that. So imagine 141 million.
And what have we gotten? Only this current prime
it's
minister with a photo album full of photo ops and good pictures for the scrapbook.
It's high
and that's
time
it.
Politicians recognize that we are not going to let some of these issues go. You answer to us. You need to explain where our money went.
How many times have we made a trip to Wakanda? I mean, how many times have we been to Africa? What have we really benefited
and
about all
Europe,
the trips to Africa and Europe?
London and all
and
the other
cops.
And all the other places, you know. Yeah, COP, one trip to Azerbaijan.
$1,053,000.
And if we had that return on investment, we may say, okay, yeah, but you know what? All of this talk about climate change, have we even built a seawall? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Give thanks and praises.
Good afternoon.
52, what's going on?
Your sense of humor to avoid this tumor on the rumor, right? Hey, MJ.
Hey.
How much you said the Azerbaijani trip was?
$1.1 million.
Last year, but anyhow, I like Moscow when he called, you know. Let Moscow know enough respect from 52, you know, because he's passionate also, white beaming or not. But I just need to make a little joke here. It's not only the perception, Mr. Moscow, it's the deception. And so the fact that, you know, we talk about Sanders Beach, and I love to make a speech, Goodman's Bay, all of these different bays and stuff. Those are very inglorious looking, you know, naughty. When last you guys, you know, them.
We pass it every day.
Hold on, 52. I passed Saunders Beach today. They had three dudes in fluorescent green jackets sweeping it up, trying to clean it up. So now it officially looks like, it only looks like crap now, but it is better than what it looked like, but it still looks like crap.
Yeah, but I mean, Goodman's Bay, man. Jesus. Hey, listen, MJ, you know who all is? Listen, they got all kind of boxes, like, that people that store their stuff on
yeah,
the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
All our public space is being taken. You got Goldwyn to the east.
Right.
You got the new hotel building to the west, and you don't hear the rest, right? So, I mean, we're being ostracized, you know. Goldwyn are next to eastern access to Goodman's Bay. You saw that, right? That they put
yeah,
up the fence, right?
Yeah, they didn't want
I don't know how they,
down
why would
day.
They do that if... I would like for someone really to determine what the high water mark is.
Yeah.
Because I see no trespassing
oh, boy. We've
on,
been,
on these
we've
beaches.
Been talking about this
they seem to have this permanent mark for this. And then I don't know if you see where... They building the new part of the Bahama there. They put a gate up now. I saw a strong guy. He was jogging that morning. Yeah, man.
Nobody's saying nothing.
I mean, it's
treating us like they don't want us down there.
Up, you know, it's like in a big experiment. It's a social psychological experiment going on. Photo ops is a part of psyops, naughty. But the thing is, for me, then you juxtapose the numbers and you look at the physical space, right? It's a disgrace, and I don't really need to say any more. You
no.
know, the thing is. You know,
I know.
I
you're just
a. Andrew didn't read it, but uh-huh. you know, it amounted to $30,000 in the front of House Assembly. And oh Lord, I wouldn't like. I really
all right.
Say what
I got you.
All right.
I got you.
All right, 52. Yeah. Have a great
have
weekend,
a great,
man.
Great
appreciate
weekend.
You. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I don't usually call in, but I have to call in because that number is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I have background in my father's a landscaper.
Okay.
And he held contracts for the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that they were paying him to do that, and then when I heard what the other person was making, it was just like
times that
because I think that the graveyards also are included in
yep,
parks
they are
and beaches.
Mm-hmm.
And what I think they do. But what I heard for a fact is that they actually, in the constituencies, certain people in the constituencies would get certain parks. And, of course, the MP gets the park for them or whatever. There are a lot of shell companies going on. And there's a lot of money that are issued out. So,
yeah.
And ain't nobody have to tell me that I know that for a fact. Because I remember when my father did the... He had contracts for years, whether it was under the PLP or the FNM.
Right.
And he did those graveyards well.
Yeah.
If you go to the graveyard that I'm talking about right now, I mean, the other day we went there, it was like the weeds were up to your elbow.
This is the problem. Thank you. Thank you very much, caller. Have a great weekend. This is the problem. So we know there's going to be a certain level of patronage, right? Like that. We're not so naive. We don't understand that's going to happen. But the actual execution, the actual value for our dollar, and then going over budget every year, and then no audit, no explanation, which means that you're just steamrolling through our hard-earned tax dollars. And then you look at us like, I don't have to answer to y'all, which is crazy. You know, so I don't know. We definitely have to do things different moving forward.
A lot of people can't wrap their head around
keep at this pace.
141 million.
Cannot
though,
keep at this pace.
That's astronomical, though.
And then not answering us. And the same with the $74 million in travel. We got to wheel. We got to.
Because, you know.
Wheels down. Come on.
But one second, though. You know what it is? Like, I'm sitting here. I really want to know. I want to see where $140 million was spent.
So let's double it. Since I already calculated for the 70. So we're looking at roughly 600 homes, 80 ambulances, 12 fire engines, and somewhere in the range of 7 to 20 million meals for Bahamians.
Let's get to these text lines. The meals but for the Bahamians is crazy. And we got hungry Bahamians every
parks,
day.
Parks, dirty-looking beaches, no explanation.
And the same crew of cronies and friends and lovers and family getting fat. And you know, Rick Fox made a great point. Piggy get nice and fat.
Got a hog problem.
Hog goes straight to the slaughter. We got a hog problem.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, hi.
Good afternoon.
I listen. Boy, don't you just say something that just a couple of minutes ago, it triggered me. You talk about the callers who've been calling for years, which is, you know, it's respectable. But when I think about when Bahamas, they all the politicians, they've been in there for years.
Mm-hmm.
But you know the trick is, right? When you come home from school with your shiny new degree,
yeah,
and they tell you you ain't have enough experience to work at this job, that's the red flag right there. To tell you experience don't mean nothing, because you know in your heart, that you've been trained and you have the passion to do this job.
Yeah.
So all of these politicians who've been recycling in and out the House for years and in the government itself, they actually have no more passion to help you or me.
Mm.
And we still on this train. Bahamians have a problem shifting their mindset. I had a conversation with a friend, I had a conversation with a friend the other day. I was listening to one of Uncle Sarah's sermons online. He was talking about something, and I immediately grasped onto the new concept, what he was talking about, and I brought this up to my friends, and they was like, oh, no, right, the Bible is this, the Bible is that. Whatever we learned when we was growing up, our parents, our grandparents teach us, we holding on to that for their life. And if somebody comes and tries to change that paradigm, then it's a blow up, and that's Bahamas right now.
You do, but people let me just challenge you on this. You say we have a hard time shifting our minds. We've been shifting, been changing our governments for how long now? Like we I don't think we're afraid of change. We're looking for the people to get the job done, you know?
Okay. I understand that. Okay, last thing for Fortuna. I don't agree with Lincoln Bain or COI or his tactics,
mm-hmm.
but he will never win. And that's what I'm talking about. F and FPLP, yeah, we change the people, but the mandates for the policy. But the parties don't change, and that's what I'm talking about. I don't know what's the solution, but Bahamians, we have no room for change, and I expect the same in the next 5 years. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I got to say this. I don't want to... Okay, the COI is not going to win now, but I don't think that we could quite yet put them in that bucket of never win, you know?
No,
I don't think so.
I never said they didn't have the potential to win the team. You got to get on the field. You got to toe cut skin. You got to get better. You got to go through a couple of drafts. You got to go through a couple of free agents.
You got to tighten your
You might
your
have
workout.
To fire your head coach.
You might
and
have
get
to make
a new
some,
head coach.
Some changes.
And do some with your image and your marketing. But you still have a bit. But the fact that you're maintaining and you're showing some stick-to-itiveness, and you're improving from where you started in the embryonic stage, and you're showing maturity and growth, then people will go along the way.
And let me just say
but
this.
But you need to learn from your mistakes and repair your flaws.
And do a little better. And let me just say this, and we'll probably talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour for sure, you know, because Lincoln Band wasn't playing yet. Y'all see that walk in that school? I was crazy.
I don't know which one had a better one.
But
and shout out to Vocab. Who had a down pat.
That walk in was off. If standing on business, even if you wrong, was a person, that was
God,
Lincoln Band yesterday,
God.
Okay?
Let's get these calls.
One more thing, and we'll talk about this in the 5 o'clock hour, but congratulations to the COI. They managed to get 40 candidates nominated. There was one little glitch down in my cap, and we're going to talk about that. But let's go to the phone lines quickly before the break. Talking Heads.
Yes, good day. Can I contribute?
Sure, you're live.
Yeah, there you go. I just heard you said that the COI may not be in reference to that information. Let me explain just something here. If you're looking for change, how are we going to get it? We have to try something else. These two parties, FNM or PFD, they have pulled or put this country in all this deficit in all of my years of living. So what are we going to do? I mean, really and truly, honestly, amen.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Could you like to call this show with attitude and throw your little snide remarks? But give me your question right now. Give me a viable option. Give me a viable option.
Naughty, when the country was taken over by the PLD, the UBP said that this country would have never had these things. What are we going to do then?
I'm asking you. You call in here with passion. I like your passion. Give me an option.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Naughty. So what are we, if the PLD ain't doing well, the FNM then did well the last 5 years, the PLD didn't do well the next 5 years, the FNM didn't do, so what are the Bahamians going to do? Honestly, what are we going to do?
Then if we need a third, if Bahamians want a third option, then we need to have a viable third option.
Well, there's another option. That's all I'm saying, brother.
But in my opinion, your opinion differ. You think it's a viable option. I think it's not a viable option, but that's fine.
And I will say this.
That's the way you said. You just said we have opinions, but again, this person didn't help us. That person didn't help us.
But I don't have any, I'll be honest with you, I don't have any faith Mr. Bain can help us because he sits on a throne of lies and mistakes.
And I will tell you this, everything rises and falls on leadership. That's why when a party becomes totally untenable, like it did after the last Christie run, they changed leadership. When the party became untenable, like it did with the last FNM administration under Dr. Minnis, they changed leadership. Everything rises and falls on leadership. So whereas you're saying FNM and PLP, it's not quite the same thing. But thank you so much, caller. Let's get this other one in right before the break. Talking Heads. All right, so let's go to the break because we have the break for news now. But we'll talk more about that.
More about the COI.
Because, you know, you could criticize them a little bit for what happened to Mike Al. Hey, y'all had your guy on the wrong island. But there are some questions around that.
The COI, I have been consistent for the last 4.5 years. I said your problem lies with your leader. You're not going to be a viable option because your message is lost with your leader.
That was a walk yesterday. Hey, all right.
And caller, we could agree to disagree, call anytime, but understand on certain things we agree to disagree, and that's what make the world go round. That's what make us better. It's all good.
We're gonna break for the news. After the news, we'll be right back. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Ordinary, never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm someone good from you can be around this. Yo, summertime, you have to learn to live with it. I am bound to far away, restrict. Like those who want to fix the bucket. Check it, no other light. Be wise, another guide. Some can recognize. Wicked heart.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
Movement. Shawn Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. Shawn's covers the whole prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. Shawn's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into Shawn's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
You better get out to vote. It's the big concert Saturday, April 18th at the National Stadium. Just add it. Bungie Carlin, Ding Dong, Faye Ann Lyons, Skinny Fabulous, also Sweet Emily, Amen Trey, Johnny Cake, Bloody, Sherwin Gardner, Wendy 242, El Polly, and the Pawn Bag. Gates open at 6 p.m. And remember, it's free admission with your voter's card. Now listen, no voter's card, no entry. So make sure log on to getouttovote.mysuncash.com to validate your bonus card in order to secure your tickets and get out to vote.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say I them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like champion.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, The Free National Movement, John's Department Store, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, and Tropical.
What am I look for? Them not gonna see something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm so wonderful from you can be around this. Yo, summertime you have to learn to live with it. I am boundaries far away, restrict. Like those who want to fit, kick the bucket. Check it, no, I don't like to be wise and adapt.
We're back at you on the Friday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. The voice of the one, Miguel Collins, a.k.a. Sizzla Kalonji, bringing us in right now. One of my favorite reggae artists of all times. A very good brethren in his own right. Met Sizzla on enough occasions. Good brethren. Happy birthday, Sizzla. Happy Earth Strong. 49 years of age today. The great Sizzla Kalonji. So if you're playing in the number,
oh, Lord.
Let's do the 49. Do 141 in the tree ball and then do 049 in another tree ball. And play it with the island game. The game, you know, the friends you trust.
The
island game always reminds you to play responsibly. And like I always say, if you're going to go with the island, go with the game, not the luck.
Let's get to the phone lines. Callers have been waiting so patiently. Talking Heads.
Hey, what's up? How are you guys again?
Good afternoon again.
What I tell you, Johnny Two Times. You're right up in your nickname, boy. Everybody that I name you, I name you.
There you go.
Listen, man, I got it for some good news, man.
All right.
Listen, I got some videos and I got some pictures.
Okay.
The buildings are down. They're coming down, man. They're coming down in Freeport.
Freeport, all right. You got your eyes on the ground. We're
going
to be talking to Freeport next week.
Now, hold on a second. You talking about that little tiny space in between the two buildings? You talking about that?
I was going to say that.
What?
The little tiny piece of the property, like what happened with the rest of it?
No man. You all need to see what's going on online, man. The other news broadcasters are covering it already.
All right.
Are they actually moving the building?
Yep.
Johnny Two Times, I need you to send me a picture. Here's your homework for the weekend. I need you to send me a picture on Monday. I need a picture from you by Monday. Of the actual bulldozer.
You ain't need a picture from me.
No, I need a picture from you showing me the bulldozer sleeping overnight on
sleeping
the property.
Okay, all right. Have a great weekend.
Have a good one, man.
The phones are lit. Talking Heads. Hi, caller.
Hey, Naughty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
You know, here's why the COI have no credibility.
Mm.
I'm thinking you can't walk up inside the place and get a booth and his interpretation of the contract.
Stop.
Wait, hold on. What's that word?
Stop. Caller, I just want you
don't
to
walk
know.
Us off the
Stop!
Don't
I
walk.
Want you to know that in that moment, you just gave me a great memory of my grandpa K.M. Thompson.
Oh yeah,
and I want to thank you because that's a word
that's
he used to use.
That's a great Bahamian word.
And he used to say stuff like, "Fix your bad boy, you want boats in yourself."
Don't go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
No, but if you're going to come in there and make a ruckus like that, you want to protest like that, at least get your interpretation
you
of the Constitution. At least get it right.
You got to get it right.
You know, and then secondly, the COI floating this video around, but these supposedly illegal Haitians going inside this building to get citizenship. So you can you tell what's going on in that building?
No, but that.
Did you tell who them people is?
No.
How do you know that people ain't going to the press service?
No, but I will tell you.
But you need to watch that, though, Carla. Let's be honest.
No, I will tell you. There has been some.
I don't put it past this PLP. I don't put it past this PLP government. And I want to believe this is what they're doing. But like, and all fairness, if you mute the voice on that video, you really can't see that's what they're doing. In all fairness.
No, but I will tell you. I think I got the. I'll give it to you a little later in the show. The candidate down in Eleuthera did have some comments on that. Apparently, they did some investigation, and there were being persons that were sworn in as citizens.
Okay, I
will pull it, and I'll get that to you. It is roughly close to 30 people or something like that. But we'll get.
I can accept that, but I just want to accept the COI version of it.
Well, yeah, just like trust but verify.
I just want to remind the Bahamian people. That the PLP administration, they collected $1 billion this term. $1 billion.
More in VAT. Yeah, you're right.
Belinda Wilson and her crew, they about to start some foolishness. Not foolishness. They about to start some stuff.
I'm watching that.
The O.B. Wilson building, the people putting them in court for their money.
Yep, defaulted. The company defaulted.
How many millions of dollars this administration spent on traveling? So I just want to remind the Bahamian public that the PLP were not good stewards of the people of our money, and therefore they should not even be considered to get a second chance because they blew $1 billion plus in this term.
Thank you very much.
And continue to listen.
Thank you, Carla.
Tell Lincoln when he will walk. Walk like you ain't got no boasting.
That's a real Bahamian word. Have a great weekend, Carla. Let's go to the phone lines and let Talking Heads.
Yes, good afternoon, Audie. Good afternoon, MJ.
Hi, Carla.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. Big up to Sizzle on his birthday, man. Big up to Sizzle.
Yeah, man.
I know the, when you were saying this now, about when the person asks about if you had a business and someone stole that amount of money or couldn't account for that amount of money, you say fired, right?
Correct.
You mean fired. You mean fire and squatty?
Oh, boy.
In certain parts of the world, boy. Yeah. In certain parts of the world, yeah, I can't lie.
So you'll just say dismissed.
Because in China, people, for corruption. You know what I mean? I could be a businessman, and I could be executed in China for corruption.
Draconian measures in China, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need, and if it's good there, or like, I won't say if it's good there, but if it's used there, then maybe we might say, you know, well, why is it used there? You know what I mean? It might be some credibility and validity. You know, validity in that thing, you know what I mean? That might just act as a deterrent. You understand? Because how could a man smile up and be all smug up, like how you was talking about nobody, when, you know what I mean, when they are, you know what I mean, they are employees. You understand where I'm coming from and they're supposed to wait for us. But you see, there's something that was said in the news report that I was listening to, Naughty, and I mean, you and MJ, I respect y'all for your intelligence. You understand? And
again, much respect. You know what I mean? Appreciate
you. If y'all could see through this thing right here, then party politics wouldn't matter. And if we all could just unite, PLD, F&M, COI, if we all could unite against government.
People who love the country.
And understand what governance is supposed to be all about, then we can solve this problem. Because, see, I heard her say something. I heard that I think it's the F&M candidate for Kalani. She said that marital rape will be put in place if they were to become the government because it's an international obligation. You understand? Okay. And see, we need to ask the question, right? How much of our governance is international obligation?
Because that's a fair question.
You all need to pay attention to those quasi-government regulation agencies that they're bringing in. What that is that right there is what I just finished talking about. That is international obligation,
now,
international regulations.
I can be honest with you.
I
can gab with you so we could do a show and talk about some of these one day because I like when callers call in with these kind of points of view. But I got a loaded phone right, line and text line.
Have
foot,
a great weekend,
I appreciate Paula. You. Don't be a stranger. And hit me back to remind us so safe. We can do that. I think that'll be a great conversation.
Talking about
day.
All of the treaties and agreements we signed on, too. Yeah. Okay. That's a
talking
good idea.
Heads.
Yes. I good morning to both of you.
Hello.
Hey,
Sialan.
No, let me just be quick, fast, in a hurry.
No need to be quick, fast, in a hurry.
Take your time.
Use my boy. It's all good. Love in agape kind of way. No ditty, but take your time. The floor is yours.
Okay, let me just go over the coalition, the COI, okay? It says that, and MJ, you said it correct, it's about leadership. The Coalition of Independence, their punduits comes with this quotation saying, the leadership that drove the red car failed us. The leadership that drove the blue car failed us. And so no matter how many times those cars drove up, those are the vehicles, they use the argument, that car is no good, the other car is no good, and we have a new car that hasn't been tested. But none of them want to talk about the drivers, the leaders.
Yeah.
Because that's where the credibility goes. It's not the car you drive up in. It's what the leadership has the ability to bring about what is needed. And so, but when you go leader, it's the leaders. This is why you even have the, if you notice the FNM is talking about their ideas and things they want to do. But at in the same capacity, you have the PLP is saying the FNM, the FNM. So they're beginning to sound a lot like the Coalition of Independents, but the FNM, but the FNM.
Yeah,
right?
A lot of focus on the free
national. So here's the other point, though. When the next government gets in, right, under Michael Pintat, we don't need government to do anything. Government don't build businesses. Government don't build homes. Government don't do anything. So what we need is a government that understands the legislation, the regulation, the policies, the rules, the program, process, procedures, and protocols to put those in place and get out of the builder's way. Because government did not build the food stores. Government did not build the banks.
That's
government
true.
Did not build the businesses. They didn't do anything. They facilitated it.
Yep.
So when we have government put in the chokehold, then we get rid of them, we could have the intuition, we could have the innovation come in, and I believe that happens with Michael Pintard's intelligent contradiction. Thanks.
Have a great weekend. All right,
John, have a great weekend.
Let's get this call, and then we'll talk a little bit about something he said that's interesting. Talking heads. All right, so we'll get back to the callers in a little bit. But he said something interesting about leadership, right, and about getting things right. And what we saw yesterday, and I don't want to come down on the COI, I think that they do have potential in the future. I mean, I honestly do, but they got to do some, they got to change some things. Yesterday when Mr. Bain brought up the point about the eligibility about Mr. Bastian in the Fort Charlotte constituency, I mean, that walk into, I mean, we've been laughing at the video all day. It was good, right?
Somebody texted it.
Standing on business, right?
No, I didn't, MJ. Please break it down for me, especially MJ. I don't know how Lincoln Bain could have bopped in there so strong and not know the Parliamentary Election Act on declarations, and he misunderstood it. How strong was we of him being wrong? Like, people are amazed at that.
He went to the Constitution. Notice they're quiet about it today, right? Because no doubt they kind of reread the Constitution. They probably
read Bahamas.
Plugged it in AI, which is what a lot of people figured that, you know what, we misread this. It does say within 30 days before, had from about April 12th, Sebastwood, from April 12th to about May 11th or so. I mean, you'd want to be safer than that to get that declaration in, and it has to be gazetted. So a couple of points on this. In terms of that, I understand some frustration because I heard a caller yesterday after I spoke with Anku talk about how that means that possibly he could drop that declaration in the day before. That is entirely possible. The question that would be asked after that was, at the moment, on election day itself, was he eligible? Did he fulfill all of the prerequisites? And whereas all of the other ones would be something that would be true in that moment in time, that particular one, he has up until, you know, the day before elections to make sure that he gets that in. And I don't like it either. I think we need to change that. I think we need to tighten that window up so that we have a chance to ensure that these things are done before we put these persons' names on the ballot. So I feel Bahamian's frustration, but we can't misread in order to get to the place we want to be. You know, I will never lead you guys down that road just for, you know, political expediency or just because I feel a particular way about it. I want us to respect the Constitution because that is the document that I respect above all, you know? And so that part of it, I think, is pretty obvious by now. You don't see the COI pushing that point anymore, right? Because they realize they misread it. But they do have a point about this declaration. I want to say something because when Sebas was a guest on Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn, he made the comment, he said, quote, no government is renting from me, not me personally, because I don't personally own anything. It's a business. I'm affiliated. He would make the declarations. But I don't know. I don't like that little trying to get cute with the language about what is owed to me. The Constitution says that if you have a contract, if you're interested in a contract, and by interest, owner, shareholder, director, beneficial owner, beneficiary, all of those things we expect you to disclose. And we also need to know the identity of the contracting partner. So you tell us which ministry. We need to know the nature of the contract. So what is it that you're doing for them? And we need to have the material details, you know. They're renting from you. And then we need to have a dollar value.
And didn't the same administration carry the previous prime minister to task over a dubious contract?
Right, well, not dubious. I mean, he had a contract with the government. And rightfully so. Rightfully so,
correct.
Right? This is in the Constitution. We can't turn a blind eye to this.
So just as they were correct in scrutinizing the minister, you know, situation, people are correct in scrutinizing the Sabah situation.
Even though the window has not closed yet, we do, in fact, I agree with the COI on this, we expect a declaration. And don't come with that form that they normally give you and Gazette and think that that is sufficient. No, we need details. One more thing I wanted to say, and this has to be... And one thing, I want to talk about this a little, because I hear people talking about what's been gazetted or what's not been gazetted. You guys know that we could look at the Gazette, right? The official Gazette.
Call us, we see you. We'll be there in a sec.
Look at laws.bahamas.gov.bs. Laws.bahamas.gov.bs. There is a section in there, a drop-down section called Official Gazettes. That's where they put it in the online portal. That's where we can view it. And one thing that I found very interesting, and this ties back into what happened with nomination day yesterday. So we heard that the COI candidate, his nomination, because he was on Acklands, and then they actually did the nominating on Meguana. Funny thing, and this is like, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'll tell you a funny story. I've been watching this Gazette. I check it regularly because that's where they put all of the notices, right? Yesterday morning when I checked that Official Gazette, and they break it down by year. So it was for 2026. There were only two items on that online portal. There was the declaration of... So the first two items, if you look at it at laws.bahamas.gov.bs, there were only two items. A little bit later in the day, after all of the kerfuffle about the COI candidate in Mikal missing his nomination because he was on the wrong island, I checked it a little later in the day, and lo and behold... Yesterday, they added three more things to that Official Gazette portal that's online on the government web that shows all of our laws. And one of those happened to be the Parliamentary Registration Department notice that tells you where to go in order to nominate. I don't know why the COI candidate was on Acklands. I don't know if he lives there, if he went there thinking that it was there. Because in actuality, in 2021, the nomination center for Mikal happened to be Mason Bay. That's Acklands. I don't know if he was operating off old information, didn't get the update, which any responsible party should have. Can I say that? So to the leadership of the COI, how you didn't confirm beforehand, that's entirely on you. Absolutely no excuse for that. But when you live in an archipelagic nation and you have to get these official Gazette notices out, you got to be timely with it. Imagine my surprise. Well, after all of the kerfuffle yesterday about him missing it, I see it suddenly appears on the website. And guess what? It's dated for April 10th. That's when they gazetted it. But they didn't put it online until yesterday afternoon. And I have the screenshots, so don't even try to say it was there all along. It was just think we have to do a better job. I wouldn't put it on necessarily the Parliamentary Registration Department because this also has to go through cabinet. But if we have a nation like this where information, you can't walk down to their office and get it. You have to get these things up in a timely manner. But just so everyone knows from now on, if you want to know what's gazetted, you can go down to their office or you can check Official Gazettes at that website that I just gave you. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, sir. Good evening to all.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You know what I wonder, right, is why are we continuing, right, to let the number houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
The number houses.
Mm-hmm.
These people should not be the only... legal numbers I know anywhere in the world, private numbers, raffles, non-profit raffles.
Mm.
All numbers I know, which are lotteries, are state-run or governmental-run. So this, the National Lotto of the Bahamas becoming a number house, that eight-number house, this is folly.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? This is why Christie refused to do the National Lottery because he knew the two of them should not exist. In fact, the numbers should not, everywhere the numbers was gangster and illegal everywhere in history, and it still is. You understand what I'm saying? So we need to go to our laws and reverse them laws, get the laws right. You understand me? It's sad. You understand me?
Yeah, no, we understand.
And see the poor people, when it's a Nathan Lotto, the players never lose. The Bohemian players never lose because they belong to them.
You support a national lottery caller?
Man, how you mean? Okay. I support the nationalization.
I ain't going that far with you.
All right, Gardner, one step at a time.
I got you.
Let's get to the other calls. Talking heads.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, caller.
Yes. When it comes to the Coalition of Independence, right, I wouldn't want to be the party whip because if they truly are independently minded, I question their cohesion on moving policy.
Mm.
So, as operationally, I wouldn't want that party to be involved because I see a lot of entanglement on that.
Yeah,
so
they got to dot their I's and cross their T's. Like, there's no excuse for making that mistake yesterday. Thank you, caller. Making that mistake with what the Constitution says and also with not getting your candidate down there. Although, like I said, that should have been, it was gazetted apparently on the 10th. They didn't make it available online until yesterday. That's a mistake.
The form that is required to be submitted on nomination day is not the notification that is required to be gazetted. The OPM is required to post the gazetted, and Baines and Grantstown MP, former MP Wade Watson, was given the responsibility for updating the website.
Should have done it earlier than yesterday for the notices of where to go ahead and nominate. I'm not saying that because the PLP and the FNM managed to get that person to the right place. They probably called
right.
The COI sent that person. I don't know if they sent him or he lives in. He was in Acklands, which is where the last nomination took place. They should be on top of it. I mean, no excuse for that. But definitely that Gazette, that was not updated in the morning. And all of a sudden, when the kerfuffle happened, it was there in the evening.
I'm not shocked about beaches and parks. This is why the chairman was reelected. They take care of their people. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Have a hunt for the win in Elizabeth. The hunt is on. People go, everybody getting fired up. Good afternoon, Naughty. Barnaby have the nerve. I remember when he took over Beaches and Parks, he made everyone bring in their banking info and IDs.
Mm.
Many persons never got paid, and some only received a portion. I am still owed 6 months' payments. I'm hoping with election that they will go through the contract and reimburse them. He is a stink and nasty and glorious bastard.
Oh,
I like what you did there. That was one of my favorite movies.
I
enjoyed that movie.
I remember the plot of that one. I got to rewatch that on the weekend.
Brad Pitt
was in it. Christoph Waltz, I think, was in it,
basically,
too.
He had a crew of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember...
Not a good time to watch it right now with the climate of the world.
I don't remember it, but I don't remember the name.
It had some good moments to it. Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. This show needs another hour. The COI is not a real party. How the candidate did not know with... they were supposed to be. How is that even possible? I think he saw he would not win and just didn't want to be nominated.
No, man. No. Y'all really cared on it Friday. But no, y'all do cool. No, my thing is though, right? It's Acklands. Now, if they say he lives on Acklands, then I say, okay, well, he just stayed home. He wasn't on that run. For real. But if he went to Acklands, I know that in 2021, the nomination took place at Mason Bay as Acklands. So if he went there thinking it was going to be the same place it was last time, this time it was in Abrams Bay, Miguana, then, I blame the leadership because they should have checked. But also that notice was not online yesterday. It wasn't. I checked it in the morning and then conveniently and I saw they drop it there. And they know what kind of a nation we are. You got to be fast on getting this information out. You cannot be slow, especially with important notices like where to go. But I still blame the leadership. They should have gotten it straight.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Please also remember that the contractors from Beaches and Parks were crying well into 2023 because they couldn't get paid from Barnaby. And to the caller, when Cartwright was there, at least the country was clean and things were getting done.
That's the thing. Like, people aren't seeing. Like, we don't see $141 million. We just don't see it. You remember the Nassau Guardian ran a whole kind of like expose on the and like every time they would go to a park and show how terrible it was, and all of a sudden someone goes behind them, slaps some paint on it, like, no, it's fine.
Why are they putting speed bumps all over the place through bad pothole roads where they ain't even paved yet and have to dig it right back up when it's time to pave the roads?
Boy, you dropping a pothole from a speed bump.
When is Leslie Bryce going to tell us how much was spent on the 50th Independence celebration?
That's another thing that we need receipts on. You need receipts.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. Why do the first-time clowns don't think that they have to answer any questions? And the PM doesn't provide any answers as well. But they want another term to waste more money and they're willing fancy.
Hmm.
The COI has a future in this country if they thug it out. If the DNA had a whole firm, they would have been the government or official opposition today.
But y'all wasn't voting DNA. I mean, I hear you, Dexter.
Man, Naughty, you got me living by with this sizzler. Play that to the end of the show for the weekend. All right, man, I got you, man.
We got to take a...
141 million. All right, 1 second. Let me get these in so we can be clean on the flip side of the break. 141 million that could have been used for all type of things to benefit our Bahamians.
Yeah.
First of all, our healthcare is deplorable. Rats running around the hospital. We've been running out of beds for the sick people. That could be used to shelter the homeless people. That could be used to build one or two new hospitals on our island and even on every island so that PMH don't have to be overcrowded and other stuff. The PR needs to be go and be gone. I didn't say Sizzler was 50. I said he was 49.
You did say 49.
I said 49, so don't try to correct me.
They're thinking about that 50 million.
Why don't you get a Q-tip and dig that sugar daddy of wax out your ear so you can hear better?
And another crazy thing, Sebastian, if you could find a $50 million contract, I'll give you five. But like, what are we doing? But shout out to Travis. At least he kind of like kept calm amidst all of that craziness. Like he was getting involved with whatever Sebastian Lincoln had going on. Too much.
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. I did send this on Wednesday. I didn't know if you read this yet. Cleaver is right about the National Lottery in the Dominican Republic. Does the Prime Minister know that the DR, the National Lottery, was built up to what that country looks like? A city? Go see how the DR looks thanks to the lottery on YouTube. Listen, I just saw the Powerball is going global. They're going to Europe. They're going to Canada. They're going to Mexico.
What?
Yeah, that's how popular they are. Mm. Naughty, I forgot to tell you. They took down the red curtains from around the lamp pole. That's probably disgruntled supporters took that down.
Oh, maybe the Free National Movement did it themselves if they put the red thing.
I don't see why they should take it down if Wade Watson, again on the show, in Bain and Grantstown, got yellow and blue ribbons on the lamp
pole. And hopefully he took that down as well. I mean, we don't know, but... The thing about it is, if BPL making what about those posters though, way up high, almost touching the power lines?
This
what about that?
This is a good one right here. Good evening, Naughty and MJ. Can you all tell me where we're polling division number 6B? I have to go to vote. We will try to get you polling information ahead of time.
I could give you some old information where it was. If that hasn't changed, then all right, give me till the other side of the break. I should be able to pull that up.
All right. Remember, Brent Simmons had to step down because he owned the mall that the government was renting out of the post office. Both are billionaires. Why does this law not apply to him? If you come in, dirty, you leave.
We're going to be the first line of defense. So this is in the Constitution because our framers wanted us to think about this question. They want us to think about a person with a government contract. Who do they work for? Are they working for us or are they working for, you know, their own interests? Is it a conflict of interest? We're the first line of defense on this. That's why they have to declare.
Boy, everybody's listening to MJ. No mischief there with the Gazettes, MJ. We can't post them until we get them from printing. But hard copies were available before yesterday. Thank you, Dexter.
Thank you so much, Dexter. I need you guys to be a little bit more on it, though. Because when I see... You know what's funny about that, Dexter? One of the three that was added yesterday was dated in February. So you couldn't get it online. It's April. So just hit me back and explain to me why one of the things you added yesterday is dated for February. Thank you, Texter.
N&M. I like that. They must be scared of mosquitoes and fail to show up in Michael.
Oh, my gosh. What is this today?
Last one before the break. Good afternoon. Just an observation. I haven't heard anything from none of the politicians speak on plans for kids and adolescent kids on the spectrum, like social and training events. Good points right there. And did Maria Doxson nominate in Bamboo Town? We gotta find out.
Well, if they got 40, I would think she did, right? I mean, I don't know.
All right. Also, can you invite Sebas so he can explain calling us Negroes? Listen.
I think it was just a figure of speech.
Sebas stood in front of a property of mine and promised to come on the show. Obviously, the PIP has directives for their candidates, which shows they're gonna go on. More than happy to extend the invitation for Sebastian to come in, which he accepted and which he flaked on. So, yeah, we definitely want to have a conversation. The question is, will we get a straight answer?
Let me be very specific, Texter. So yesterday, the two that were online in the morning, they have the timestamps, Declaration of Intended Acquisition under Acquisition of Land Act, Department of Physical Planning, Public, Samson Key, Exuma. And yesterday afternoon, one of the ones that was added, one of the three that was added, allocation of portfolios, that's the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection and Ministry of the Environment and Natural Resources. I hear you that you guys may not have printed it yet, but the problem is that on the morning of April 16, it wasn't there. This was gazetted February 11. So you could explain that to me. Thank you, Texter.
Okay, you know, I'm looking here and it says Sisla Kalonji. Miguel Collins. Miguel Orlando Collins. Born 17th April 1976.
So he just turned 50 turned today. 50.
Okay, so you got half me on
a century.
Caller.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, caller. All right, we got to take a quick break right here, but we are going to be back. You're listening to Talking Heads on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. By your wolf pack, difference and trust that you relax. Yeah, no, the light and beware is another guide. Some can recognize wicked heart, must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
KFC, got that crispy onions crunch, take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little flavor wild. Frito bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get cheeky with it. Hey. Taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing their thing. Crispy onion, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going on.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get cheeky with it.
Struggling to find your financial rhythm? Make that move to Fidelity and let us help you orchestrate your financial goals into perfect harmony with free financial coaching sessions. Make that move at 67764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Work student queer, I'm beyond with my sight. Some will share, others do as they like. Some, you flesh them watch here with them fork and knife. Some don't care, their heart is like ice. After killing under every time for to earn. Every man deserves to earn. Jaja come a plan with success. Holding firm. Every man deserves to earn. You won't sink in the mess, you say I'm attitude, yeah.
We're back at you on the Friday, April 17th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty along with MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. Sisla Kalonji doing it on his 50th birthday right there for you. And let's jump back to text lines. MJ.
Yeah, I'm pulling up the...
Calling us...
I got so many things on the break. I'm pulling up Pinewood right now. I'm looking for it. Keep
all
talking.
All right, MJ, calling us Negro is not a figure of speech. Would you say if Branson, let's say he building houses for Negroes, how would that have gone over?
Okay, so let's not act like that's apples to apples, first of all. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But if you're offended by the word, then you know what? You have every right to be. If it rub you the wrong way, if the way he answered and composed himself in that interview rub you the wrong way, I can't say you wrong. Because some of the things kind of rub me the wrong way, you know, kind of like, I put it like this. We're going to look at that declaration, all right? Because I didn't like
that.
That could
be the most scrutinized declaration in the history of declarations.
Not me personally. We're going to look at it. I told you guys where the Gazette is, right? We're going to be waiting for the newspaper, but the official Gazette is online. Laws.bahamas.gov.bs. It's the drop-down box. It says official Gazette. We can keep checking that every day.
And you got to go over that with a fine-tooth comb, a magnifying glass, a microscope, a telescope, every gyroscope.
I don't think he meant any harm, and he used the term. It's like an ex- every right to be. I cannot tell you how to feel.
I am surprised it's a no-brainer why politicians decide to privatize beaches and parks instead of paying government staff. It's a laugh. Sabas sucks. He was condescending. Let him know that compared to many like Gates, Soros, and Buffett's, he's a small fry. Go join the World Economic Forum since he wants to be so snobbish. By the way, I ain't no hater and have an Island Luck account. He's just a snob.
Ooh. People said, people are calling people haters. Is that what's happening?
Good afternoon, Naughty and MJ. The issue with Sabas, with him not declared his dealings with government, that is going nowhere, even though I believe he is wrong, but that's our corrupt law we indulge in.
No, it's just that the deadline has not passed yet. He has to declare. He's not going to get out of it, and
he
can't just
to.
Be putting the numbers in on that form, that form down there at PRD. No, he has to declare. He has to give us the nature of his ownership or his benefits from whatever company. And then he also has to give us details. It's a very specific constitutional clause. And I'll tell you this. I've been talking with, because I'm a part of this WhatsApp group in Fort Charlotte, and it's apolitical. So it's like people from all parties, even a COI in there. And everyone says that, yeah, they're definitely going to be on the lookout because we're going to be the voters. In that constituency, they're going to be on the lookout to make sure that he does, because he made it clear on Morning Blend that he does have some contracts or relationship with the government. So everybody was pretty much in agreement. PLPs, FNMCO, one or two COIs, were like, yeah, you know, we're going to be looking out for this. And I tell you something, midnight, and it shouldn't even come down to that. That'll look bad if you wait till the very last minute and try to drop it on us before the information can be disseminated and looked over properly before we go to the polls. But they are looking for that declaration. We want to see the nature of his business contracts with the government. We want to see, a lot of things pertaining specifically to government. Because the Constitution does disqualify you unless you disclose. So we're looking for that disclosure. And I'll tell you, those people in Fort Charlotte, they would have something called standing. I'm sure Mr. Sabas is familiar with the term, the legal term, standing, right? They have standing. So let me just put it like that. And let me also say that if you fail to do it properly, and if it's not properly disclosed, and if it doesn't meet constitutional standards, then you will definitely be going higher. You'll be going to the court, because we need to see.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Hey, guys, it's Nico. I had to call back and correct my percentage. I just ran it.
Okay.
It's not 18%. It's 14.2% of $1 billion.
Ooh.
And that is just parts. That ain't talking about the rest of them. So think about that.
It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Anyway, keep it up. But that's a lot of money.
Y'all know
how it goes.
You have to answer to that. You can't just spend it and then tell us nothing.
That's just parks.
Yeah.
14.2% of $1 billion.
Wow.
Billion. Yeah. That's what the Bahamian people need to know. And at the same time, they believe that we serve them. And they have they're not disclosing anything. And then knocking down or digging up for the hospital, and then whatever they're doing in Freeport, think about it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Nico. You have a great, great weekend. Yeah. Many people are frustrated, and rightfully so. I think there's some things just as Bahamians that we can all agree on, which is that you got to be accountable with our money, man. We need good stewards of our money. We need to be very careful how we spend our resources. We get it that government has to do certain things. I mean, you have to invest in certain things. And even, like I said, with the travel situation, you know what I mean? We get it. You may have to travel, but $74 million? You got to show us what you got for that.
Well, we gotta get ready to break, MJ. We got a little surprise.
Okay.
We got a sizzler mix coming up.
Oh, you got a little bit of a sizzler
for the last
mix.
Couple of minutes, since this is, you know, a lot of people hitting in. A lot of people wanting some more sizzler.
Pinewood, so. I'm looking. My God, just a lot of stuff. By the way, you guys can check out past declarations on on that official Gazette online as well. And keep giving it. We need eyes on this. We're going. There's a different generation now. We need y'all to be accountable. We need y'all to be accountable.
Hey, do you think somebody could give Lincoln a condo for letting us know about Sabas? Ouch. You all have zero chill today. Like, really zero chill.
It's weird too, right?
Well, technically, if I could find you got a contract for $49 million, or you got a contract for $51 million. That don't count. You specifically said 50, but what if the contract is more than 50 or less than 50, but it's still up there in the millions?
More than 50, we request a jury
trial. You
want to know? Request a jury trial. You'll get that $5 million and probably more.
Naughty and MJ, keep on keeping on. Preach, sister and brother. These are a bunch of corrupt mother. Anyway.
No, and that's another thing. I don't want us to be in a place where we always have to think that every person in our government is corrupt, because that is not... That is not, in fact, the case. You got a lot of hardworking civil servants. Got a lot of people that really are, like, breaking their backs trying to get this country on track. We just got some people who ought not to be in the positions that they are in, who aren't doing what they should be doing.
Naughty and MJ, good afternoon. Great show, as usual. If I was Lincoln, or if Lincoln was astute, he would have dropped that knowledge about the disclosures on the morning of May 11th.
Yeah. Yeah, you little... What about a little Sonny Corleone there? A little too hot, too fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have. Gotta be shrewd if that's your aim. But I think he needs to.
We will get that poll in division for you.
I'm for it. I'm going through everything.
But that, like, that's from last year. That may have changed this year. They might have a different location.
You know what? We are preparing to get all of the polling divisions, the updated information, because some of them change with the boundaries change. So let's do that. We will Monday. We'll go through the changes, and then I'll have the Pinewood stuff line up, because I'm running through documents and.
You got anything else you want to squeeze in before we get out of here?
No, I just want everybody to have a good weekend. Have fun. Be safe. I know y'all rallying this weekend. I know y'all are, putting on your shirts and enjoying yourselves at your parties or gatherings. Just be safe and a rowing little carrying on in some isolated spot.
Yeah, we don't need
that. They don't need that. They don't need that.
And real quick, over the weekend, man, if anybody out there, if anybody run across GNN, make sure GNN chime in and let us know he's all good on Monday's show. And if you run across Bremen, make sure Bremen don't bust no corn, but make sure Bremen call us, all right?
Yeah.
Want to send a shout out to GNN and Bremen. Ain't heard from y'all in a minute, man. Mad love to y'all. Miss hearing y'all. So make sure y'all okay. And just hit us up and let us know you're doing well, all right? Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, when May 13th roll in, we all Bahamians again. We all neck and neck in this again. And red, blue, black and whatever other colors ain't have nothing to do with it, because we could be Bahamians all over again.
Still Bahamians, always Bahamians.
Correct.
My party is the Constitution. Well, not Constitution part. I love the Constitution. That's what I work in with.
At least you're not conflicted like me. A long time PLP, whether in way and whether
trying
to vote.
Figure out what you
F and M as a PLP.
Okay. Decided yet?
This is not the PLP I know. I'll tell you that.
You guys have a great weekend. Like I said, be safe. Have fun. To all of the gatherings, and then we will see you guys. Well, you'll see them on Sunday, right? You're here for the press box.
Yeah, for the press box. Check us out for the press box on Sunday. We'll be talking all sports. I will make up the sports to all my sports aficionados.
Yeah, they're probably ready to chop you now for not getting into,
If it makes y'all feel any better, your team sucks and my team is better. All right? That'll make you feel better about Sunday.
You're terrible. Have a great great weekend, everyone. Oh, look, now I find Pinewood. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Out of Babylon, show me who will step out for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take the sun, you better know if he walks.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road.
Tropical Gyros. Not just good food, it's an experience.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National
KFC
Movement.
KFC got that crispy onions crunch. Take a bite, it's a smile. Sweet onion sauce drip, happy running down my side. Pepper jack cheese, bring a little playful wild. Brioche bun soft like a cloud on this ride.
KFC, get chicky with it. Hey, taste the sweet side of things. Every single bite, so lit it. Got my whole crew doing that thing. Crispy onions, sweet onion sauce, pepper jack cheese going off.
Introducing the new sweet chicky chicken sandwich at KFC.
Let's get chicky with it.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Sweet as him, Selassie, I shall take us from Egypt. And no none sweet as him, and you will. You stumble, and you still own no friend. Yo, kings of the earth, come to yourself. You cannot see yourself. You spirit, you job, bless you with your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditations? Feed the black child, the future generations. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot chase every skirt to you inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditations? Feed the black child, the future gender. Only tell me what is Babylon, children, what is Babylon? Babylon definition is confusion. One man a go lead all 10,000 woman. The fire never sees no prostitute, not one. We want the woman them strength in the ammo Gideon. Members say woman, they are more than man. Members say them slaughter, enough black man. Inna the slavery, inna the revolution. Now the condition, no mention we shock yam. Now for we back against the wall, for the execution. Look who next I go fall, for this the Ethiopian. If the empress them tall, inna them rightful position. Alpha and Omega civilization. So that's the I no charge, so no dance, so no wrong. Not to tell them kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see yourself. It's nerd, so you inherit your wealth. Woman of the sun, where is your meditation? For the black time. Son, I'm a friend, the whole family me bring. Tell me if I you, are your friend, I got killing me. Tell you, say, son, a friend, the I them a king. On a fight against yourself, vanity, push you in a swing. Remember, in and the youth, them ears, your name, no stamp ring. Tell you, say, you have yes, you lick up in a rubbish bin. Do I disfavor, dump yourself, and the work you're doing. Me know you don't want no help, but tell me who you're serving. Hey, wanna come tell me how about this. Feel a woman, who they look on where you practice. You know, make no love, get you expose nakedness from you, not see yourself as Ethiopian, no Noah. Tell them, say, kings of the earth, come to yourself, you cannot see yourself, it's good to you, inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot lead the youth astray, to bless you with wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? Feed the black child, the future generation. Well, nice and shining bright. Now come this evening, in your speedy delight. The youth are rioting, now tell themselves,
take no choice. Stiff naked fools, know yourself, no Israelites. From the lowest of them to the highest of heights. You never get the vision, much less the sight. Emperor Selassie is the might of the might. The power of the Trinity, shine every light. Righteousness, the ghetto youth, them like Marcus Garvey. Tell me Ethiopia alive, be right. Kings of this earth, come to yourself, you cannot chase every skirt. You your inherit your wealth. Woman of the soil, where is your meditation? With the blood of the future generation. King Yamad, I'm on Kalamuda scandal. Man, it's a power policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of high trend. Keep up with dirty ways, and Jah is not respected. Killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of high trend. Keep up with dirty ways, and Jah is not a part of our policy. But it's one way, miss it. If you make the devil rule, that mean you are too equal. That simply mean I never Jah unto a sequel. Stop and check your journey upon the wrong street. You're cutting back on your nation before you multiply. Can you give me a reason why you want to rather die? These are eyes that empty down to love you deny. You aim for the head and say you shoot to bullseye. Your time have come, but you have to answer why. You have to face the Lord as you get your big trial. I wonder why we cannot give love a blow. You have no pity for the flesh, none for you when you are. Remember, killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of hatred. Keep up with dirty ways, that Jah is not respected. Killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of hatred. Keep up with you guys don't think I end only for a moment. And quick to kill if involved in an argument. Thou shalt not kill, do you know what that meant? Your hands are not clean, you are not innocent. Prepare to face the Lord with some good comments. So long we have wait. Kill Father God, make it on through the gate. Now we touch the next side with that sweaty fight. No one to oppose the rules that you make. You're just the Almighty, if I pray the life you take. You cross the Lord boundary, but you can't escape. Murderer, killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of hatred. Keep up with dirty ways, and Jah is not respected. Hey, you kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of hatred. Keep up with dirty ways, and Jah is not. I respect the man who come to get his daily bread, but not for the man who come to lick his brother head. We should help one another, each other as we should fret, but no. One man want another one then. Lord take the case and give me the pillow. Them commit the crime, it's wrong and them know. Killing we one another and us all love to show. When we kill we one another, which part we are go, hey. Killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we out of hatred. Keep up with dirty ways, and Jah is not respected. Killing is not a part of our policy. You kill your brother, explain to Almighty. Days following days, we are talking.